Chapter 42. Circuit testers and digital meters. Fuse jumper wire. Definition: a fuse jumper wire is used to check a circuit by bypassing the switch or to provide a power or ground to a component. A fuse jumper wire, also called a test lead, can be purchased or made by the service technician. See Figure 42-1. It should include the following features. Fuse. A typical fuse jumper wire has a blade type fuse that can be easily replaced. A 10 ampere fuse, red color, is often the value used. Alligator clip ends. Alligator clips at the ends allow the fuse jumper wire to be clipped to a ground or a power source, while the other end is attached to the power side or ground side of the unit being tested. Good quality insulated wire. Most purchased jumper wire is about 14 gauge stranded copper wire with a flexible rubberized insulation to allow it to move easily, even in cold weather. Uses of a fuse jumper wire. A fuse jumper wire can be used to help diagnose a component or circuit by performing the following procedures. Supply power or ground. If a component, such as a horn, does not work, a fuse jumper wire can be used to supply a temporary power in or ground. Start by unplugging the electrical connector from the device and connect a fuse jumper lead to the power terminal. Another fuse jumper wire may be needed to provide the ground. If the unit works, the problem is in the power side or ground side circuit. Caution: never use a fuse jumper wire to bypass any resistance or load in the circuit. The increased current flow could damage the wiring and could blow the fuse on the jumper lead. Refer to Figure 42-1, a technician-made fuse jumper lead, which is equipped with a red 10 ampere fuse. This fuse jumper wire uses terminals for testing circuits at a connector instead of alligator clips. Test lights. Non-powered test light. A 12-volt test light is one of the simplest testers that can be used to detect electricity. A test light is simply a light bulb with a probe and a ground wire attached. See Figure 42-2. It is used to detect battery voltage potential at various test points. Battery voltage cannot be seen or felt and can be detected only with test equipment. The ground clip is connected to a clean ground on either the negative terminal of the battery, or a clean metal part of the body, and the probe touched to terminals or components. If the test light comes on, this indicates that voltage is available. See Figure 42-3. Refer to Figure 42-2. A 12-volt test light is attached to a good ground while probing for power. Refer to Figure 42-3. A test light can be used to locate an open in a circuit. Note that the test light is grounded at a different location than the circuit itself. A purchased test light should be labeled a 12-volt test light. Do not purchase a test light designed for household current, 110 or 220 volts, as it does not light with 12 to 14 volts. Uses of a 12-volt test light. A 12-volt test light can be used to check the following. Electrical power. If the test light comes on, there is power available. It does not, however, indicate the voltage level, or if there is enough current available to operate an electrical load. This only indicates that there is enough voltage and current to light the test light, about 0.25 amps. Grounds. A test light can be used to check for grounds by attaching the clip of the test light to the positive terminal of the battery or to any 12-volt electrical terminal. The tip of the test light can then be used to touch the ground wire. If there is a ground connection, the test light comes on. High impedance test light. A high impedance test light has a high internal resistance and, therefore, draws very low current in order to light. High impedance test lights are safe to use on computer circuits because they do not affect the circuit current in the same way as conventional 12-volt test lights when connected to a circuit. There are two types of high impedance test lights. Some test lights use an electronic circuit to limit the current flow to avoid causing damage to electronic devices. An LED test light uses a light-emitting diode, abbreviated LED, instead of a standard automotive bulb, for a visual indication of voltage. An LED test light requires only about 25 milliamperes, or 0.025 ampere, to light, therefore, it can be used on electronic circuits, as well as on standard circuits. See Figure 42-4 for construction details for a homemade LED test light. Refer to Figure 42-4. An LED test light can be easily made using low-cost components and an old ink pen. With the 470 ohm resistor in series with the LED, this tester only draws 0.025 ampere, 25 milliamperes, from the circuit being tested. This low current draw helps assure the technician that the circuit or component being tested will not be damaged by excessive current flow. Refer to Figure 42-5, a logic probe connected to the vehicle battery. When the tip probe is connected to a circuit, it can check for power, ground, or a pulse. Logic probe. Purpose and function. A logic probe is an electronic device that lights up a red, usually, LED if the probe is touched to battery voltage. If the probe is touched to ground, a green, usually, LED lights. See Figure 42-5. A logic probe can sense the difference between high and low voltage levels, which explains the name logic. A typical logic probe can also light another light, often amber color, when a change in voltage occurs. Some logic probes flash the red light when a pulsing voltage signal is detected. Some flash the green light when a pulsing ground signal is detected. This feature is helpful when checking for a variable voltage output from a computer or ignition sensor. Using a logic probe must first be connected to a power and ground source, such as the vehicle battery. This connection powers the probe and gives it a reference low, or ground. Most logic probes also make a distinctive sound for each high and low voltage level. This makes troubleshooting easier when probing connectors or component terminals. A sound, usually a beep, is heard when the probe tip is touched to a changing voltage source. The changing voltage also usually lights the pulse light on the logic probe. Therefore, the probe can be used to check components, such as pickup coils, Hall effect sensors, or magnetic sensors, digital multimeters. Terminology: digital multimeter abbreviated, DMM, and digital voltometer abbreviated, DVOM, are terms commonly used for electronic high impedance test meters. High impedance means that the electronic internal resistance of the meter is high enough to prevent excessive current draw from any circuit being tested. Most meters today have a minimum of 10 million ohms, 10 megohms, of resistance. This high internal resistance between the meter leads is present only when measuring volts. The high resistance in the meter itself reduces the amount of current flowing through the Figure 42-6 typical digital multimeter. The black meter lead is always placed in the COM terminal. The red meter test lead should be in the voltohm terminal, except when measuring current in amperes. Meter when it is being used to measure voltage, leading to more accurate test results because the meter does not change the load on the circuit. High impedance meters are required for measuring computer circuits. Caution: analog, or needle type, meters are almost always lower than 10 megohms and should not be used to measure any computer or electronic circuit. Connecting an analog meter to a computer circuit could damage the computer or other electronic modules. A high impedance meter can be used to measure any automotive circuit within the ranges of the meter. See Figure 42-6. The common abbreviations for the units that many meters can measure are often confusing. See Chart 42-1 for the most commonly used symbols and their meanings. Refer to Figure 42-6, typical digital multimeter. The black meter lead is always placed in the COM terminal. The red meter test lead should be in the voltohm terminal, except when measuring current in amperes. Refer to Chart 42-1, common symbols and abbreviations used on digital meters. Refer to Figure 42-7, typical digital multimeter, or DMM, set to read DC volts. Refer to Figure 42-8, a typical auto-ranging digital multimeter automatically selects the proper scale to read the voltage being tested. The scale selected is usually displayed on the meter face. Figure A, note that the display indicates 4, meaning that this range can read up to 4 volts. Figure B, the range is now set to the 40-volt scale, meaning that the meter can read up to 40 volts on the scale. Any reading above this level causes the meter to reset to a higher scale. If not set on auto-ranging, the meter display indicates OL if a reading exceeds the limit of the scale selected. Measuring voltage: a voltmeter measures the pressure or potential of electricity in units of volts. A voltmeter is connected to a circuit in parallel. Voltage can be measured by selecting either AC or DC volts. DC volts, or DCV. This setting is the most common for automotive use. Use this setting to measure battery voltage and voltage to all lighting and accessory circuits. AC volts, or ACV. This setting is used to check for unwanted AC voltage from alternators and some sensors. Range. The range is automatically set for most meters, but can be manually ranged, if needed. See Figures 42-7 and 42-8. Refer to Figure 42-9. Using a digital multimeter set to read ohms to test this light bulb? The meter reads the resistance of the filament. Measuring resistance: an ohmmeter measures the resistance in ohms of a component or circuit section when no current is flowing through the circuit. An ohmmeter contains a battery, or other power source, and is connected in series with the component or wire being measured. When the leads are connected to a component, Current flows through the test leads and the difference in voltage drop, between the leads is measured as resistance. Note the following facts about using an ohmmeter. 0 ohms on the scale means that there is no resistance between the test leads, thus indicating continuity or a continuous path for the current to flow in a closed circuit. Infinity means no connection, as in an open circuit. Ohmmeters have no required polarity, even though red and black test leads are used for resistance measurement. Caution: the circuit must be electrically open with no current flowing when using an ohmmeter. If current is flowing when an ohmmeter is connected, the reading is incorrect and the meter can be destroyed. Different meters have different ways of indicating infinite resistance, or a reading higher than the scale allows. Examples of an over-limit display include OL, meaning over-limit or overload. Flashing or solid number 1. Flashing or solid number 3 on the left side of the display. Check the meter instructions for the exact display used to indicate an open circuit or over-range reading. See figures 42-9 and 42-10. To summarize, open and zero readings are as follows: 0.00 ohms equals zero resistance, component or circuit has continuity. OL equals an open circuit or reading is higher than the scale selected, or no current flows. Measuring amperes, an ammeter measures the flow of current through a complete circuit in units of amperes. The ammeter has to be installed in the circuit, in series, so that it can measure all the current flow in that circuit, just as a water flow meter measures the amount of water flow, or cubic feet per minute, for example. See figure 42-11. Refer to figure 42-10. Many digital multimeters can have the display indicate zero to compensate for test lead resistance. 1. Connect leads in the V and COM meter terminals. 2. Select the ohm scale. 3. Touch the two meter leads together. 4. Push the zero or relative button on the meter. 5. The meter display now indicates 0 ohms of resistance. Caution: an ammeter must be installed in series with the circuit to measure the current flow in the circuit. If a meter set to read amperes is connected in parallel, such as across a battery, the meter or the leads may be destroyed, or the fuse blows, by the current available across the battery. Some digital multimeters beep if the unit selection does not match the test lead connection on the meter. However, in a noisy shop, this beep sound may be inaudible. Frequently asked question: how much voltage does an ohmmeter apply? Most digital meters that are set to measure ohms apply 0.3 to 1 volt to the component being measured. The voltage comes from the meter itself to measure the resistance. Two things are important to remember about an ohmmeter. Number 1. The component or circuit must be disconnected from any electrical circuit while the resistance is being measured. Number 2. Because the meter itself applies a voltage, even though it is relatively low, a meter set to measure ohms can damage electronic circuits. Computer or electronic chips can be easily damaged if subjected to only a few milliamperes of current, similar to the amount an ohmmeter applies when a resistance measurement is being performed. Refer to figure 42-11. Measuring the current flow required by a horn requires that the ammeter be connected to the circuit in series and the horn button be depressed by an assistant. Digital meters require that the meter leads be moved to the ammeter terminals. Most digital meters have an ampere scale that can accommodate a maximum of 10 amperes. See the tech tip. Fuse your meter leads. Tech tip: fuse your meter leads. Most digital meters include an ammeter capability. When reading amperes, the leads of the meter must be changed from volts or ohms to amperes, a, milliamperes, or microamperes. A common problem may occur the next time voltage is measured. Although the technician may switch the selector to read volts, often the leads are not switched back to the volt or ohm position. Because the ammeter lead position results in 0 ohms of resistance to current flow through the meter or the fuse inside the meter is destroyed if the meter is connected to a battery. Many meter fuses are expensive and difficult to find. To avoid this problem, simply solder an inline 10 ampere blade fuse holder into 1 meter lead. See figure 42-12. Do not think that this technique is for beginners only. Experienced technicians often get in a hurry and forget to switch the lead. A blade fuse is faster, easier, and less expensive to replace than a meter fuse, or the meter itself. Also, if the soldering is done properly, the addition of an inline fuse holder and fuse does not increase the resistance of the meter leads. Warning: do not use a meter equipped with an external add-on fuse when testing a high voltage circuit to prevent possible shock hazard. Refer to figure 42-12. Note the blade type fuse holder soldered in series with one of the meter leads. A 10 ampere fuse helps protect the internal meter fuse, if equipped, and the meter itself, from damage that may result from excessive current flow, if accidentally used incorrectly. Frequently asked question. What does CE mean on many meters? The CE means that the meter meets the newest European standards, and the CE mark stands for Conformité Européenne, which is French for European conformity. Inductive ammeters. Operation: inductive ammeters do not make physical contact with the circuit. They measure the strength of the magnetic field surrounding the wire carrying the current, and use a Hall effect sensor to measure current. The Hall effect sensor detects the strength of the magnetic field that surrounds the wire carrying an electrical current. See Figure 42-13. This means that the meter probe surrounds the wires carrying the current and measures the strength of the magnetic field that surrounds any conductor carrying a current. AC-DC clamp on digital multimeters. An AC-DC clamp on digital multimeter is a useful meter for automotive diagnostic work. See Figure 42-14. The major advantage of the clamp on type meter is that there is no need to break the circuit to measure current, or amperes. Simply clamp the jaws of the meter around the power leads or ground leads of the component being measured and read the display. Most clamp-on meters can also measure alternating current, which is helpful in the diagnosis of an alternator problem. Volts, ohms, frequency, and temperature can also be measured with the typical clamp-on DMM, but use conventional meter leads. The inductive clamp is only used to measure amperes. Refer to Figure 42-13. An inductive ammeter clamp is used with all starting and charging testers to measure the current flow through the battery cables. Refer to Figure 42-14, a typical mini clamp on type digital multimeter. This meter is capable of measuring alternating current and direct current without requiring that the circuit be disconnected to install the meter in series. The jaws are simply placed over the wire and current flow through the circuit is displayed. Tech tip. Overlimit display does not mean the meter is reading nothing. The meaning of the overlimit display on a digital meter often confuses beginning technicians. When asked what the meter is reading when an overlimit, OL, is displayed on the meter face, the response is often, nothing. Many meters indicate overlimit or overload, which simply means that the reading is over the maximum that can be displayed for the selected range. For example, the meter displays OL if 12 volts are being measured, but the meter has been set to read a maximum of 4 volts. Auto-ranging meters adjust the range to match what is being measured. Here OL means a value higher than the meter can read, unlikely on the voltage scale for automobile usage, or infinity when measuring resistance. Therefore, OL means infinity when measuring resistance or an open circuit is being indicated. The meter reads 00.0 if the resistance is 0, so nothing in this case indicates continuity, 0 resistance, whereas OL indicates infinite resistance. Therefore, when talking with another technician about a meter reading, make sure you know exactly what the reading on the face of the meter means. Also be sure that you are connecting the meter leads correctly. See Figure 42-15. Refer to Figure 42-15, typical digital multimeter showing OL, or overlimit, on the readout with the ohms unit selected. This usually means that the unit being measured is open, or infinite resistance, and has no continuity. Diode check, duty cycle, and frequency. Diode check. Diode check is a meter function that can be used to check diodes, including light-emitting diodes. The meter is able to test diodes in the following way. The meter applies roughly a 3-volt DC signal to the text leads. The voltage is high enough to cause a diode to work and the meter displays 1. 0.4 to 0.7 volt when testing silicon diodes, such as those found in alternators. 2. 1.5 to 2.3 volts when testing LEDs, such as those found in some lighting applications. Duty cycle. Duty cycle is the amount of time, by percentage, that a signal is on compared to being off. 100% indicates that a device is being commanded on all of the time. 50% indicates that a device is being commanded on half of the time. 25% indicates that a device is being commanded on just 25% of the time. Duty cycle is used to measure the on time for fuel injectors and other computer-controlled solenoid and devices. Frequency. Frequency is a measure of how many times per second a signal changes. Frequency is measured in a unit called hertz, formerly termed cycles per second. Frequency measurements are used when checking the following. Mass airflow sensors for proper operation. Ignition primary pulse signals when diagnosing a no-start condition. Checking a wheel speed sensor. Electrical unit prefixes. Definitions: electrical units are measured in numbers such as 12 volts, 150 amperes, and 470 ohms. Large units over 1000 may be expressed in kilo units. Kilo, abbreviated K, means 1000. See figure 42-16. 4700 ohms equals 4.7 kiloohms. If the value is over 1 million, the prefix mega, abbreviated M, is often used. For example, 1,100,000 volts equals 1.1 megavolts, abbreviated MV. 4,700,000 ohms equals 4.7 megohms. Sometimes a circuit conducts so little current that a smaller unit of measure is required. Small units of measure expressed in 1/1000th are prefixed by milli, abbreviated M. To summarize, mega, abbreviated M, equals 1 million. The decimal point is 6 places to the right, equals 1 million. Kilo, abbreviated K, equals 1000. The decimal point is 3 places to the right, equals 1000. Milli, abbreviated M, equals 1/1000th. The decimal point is 3 places to the left, equals 0.001. Note, lowercase m equals a small unit, milli, whereas a capital M represents a large unit, mega. See chart 42-2. Refer to figure 42-16. Always look at the meter display when a measurement is being made, especially if using an auto-ranging meter. Prefixes: the prefixes can be confusing because most digital meters can express values in more than one unit, especially if the meter is auto-ranging. For example, an ammeter reading may show 36.7 meters A on auto-ranging. When the scale is changed to amperes, A in the window of the display, the number displayed is 0.037A. Note that the resolution of the value is reduced. Refer to chart 42-2, a conversion chart showing the decimal point location for the various prefixes. Note, always check the face of the meter display for the unit being measured. To best understand what is being displayed on the face of a digital meter, select a manual scale and move the selector until whole units appear, such as A for amperes instead of MA for milliamperes. Tech tip: think of money. Digital meter displays can often be confusing. The display for a battery measured as 12.5 volts is 12.50V, just as $12.50 is $12.50. A half volt reading on a digital meter is displayed as 0.50V, just as 50 cents is half of a dollar. It is more confusing when low values are displayed. For example, if a voltage reading is 0.063 volt, an auto-ranging meter displays 63 millivolts, 63 meters V, or 63 one-thousandths of a volt, or $63 of $1,000. It takes 1,000 meters V to equal 1 volt. Think of millivolts as 1/10 of a cent, with 1 volt being $1. Therefore, 630 millivolts are equal to 63 cents of $1, 630 tenths of a cent, or 63 cents. To avoid confusion, try to manually range the meter. To read base units, whole volts. If the meter is ranged to base unit volts, 63 millivolts is displayed as 0.063, or maybe just 0.06, depending on the display capabilities of the meter. How to read digital meters. Steps to follow: getting to know and use a digital meter takes time and practice. The first step is to read, understand, and follow all safety and operational instructions that come with a meter. Use of the meter usually involves the following steps. Step 1. Select the proper unit of electricity for what is being measured. This unit could be volts, ohms, resistance, or amperes, amount of current flow. If the meter is not auto-ranging, select the proper scale for the anticipated reading. For example, if a 12-volt battery is being measured, select a meter reading range that is higher than the voltage, but not too high. A 20 or 30-volt range accurately shows the voltage of a 12-volt battery. If a 1000-volt scale is selected, a 12-volt reading may not be accurate. Step 2. Place the meter leads into the proper input terminals. The black lead is inserted into the common, or COM, terminal. This meter lead usually stays in this location for all meter functions. The red lead is inserted into the volt, ohm, or diode check terminal, usually labeled V when voltage, resistance, or diodes are being measured. When current flow in amperes is being measured, most digital meters require that the red test lead be inserted in the ammeter terminal, usually labeled A or MA. Caution: if the meter leads are inserted into ammeter terminals, even though the selector is set to volts, the meter may be damaged, or an internal fuse may blow, if the test leads touch both terminals of a battery. Step 3, measure the component being tested. Carefully note the decimal point and the unit on the face of the meter. Meter lead connections. If the meter leads are connected to a battery backward, red to the battery negative, for example, the display still shows the correct reading, but a negative sign is displayed in front of the number. The correct polarity is not important when measuring resistance, or ohms, except where indicated, such as measuring a diode. Auto range. Many meters automatically default to the auto range position and the meter displays the value in the most readable scale. The meter can be manually ranged to select other levels, or to lock in a scale for a value that is constantly changing. If a 12-volt battery is measured with an auto-ranging meter, the correct reading of 12.0 is given. Auto and V should show on the face of the meter. For example, if a meter is manually set to the 2 kOhm scale, the highest that the meter reads is 2000 ohms. If the reading is over 2000 ohms, the meter displays OLC chart 42:3. Step 4, interpret the reading. This is especially difficult on auto-ranging meters, where the meter itself selects the proper scale. The following are two examples of different readings. Example 1, a voltage drop is being measured. The specifications indicate a maximum voltage drop of 0.2 volt. The meter reads auto and 43.6 meters V. This reading means that the voltage drop is 0.0436 volt, or 43.6 meters V, which is far lower than the 0.2 volt, or 200 meters V. Because the number showing on the meter face is much larger than the specifications, many beginner technicians believe that the voltage drop is excessive. Note, pay attention to the units displayed on the meter face and convert to whole units. Example 2, a spark plug wire is being measured. The reading should be less than 10,000 ohms for each foot in length, if the wire is okay. The wire being tested is 3 feet long. Maximum allowable resistance is 30,000 ohms. The meter reads auto and 14.85K. This reading is equivalent to 14,850 ohms. Note, when converting from kilohms to ohms, make the decimal point a comma. Because this reading is well below the specified maximum allowable, the spark plug wire is okay. Refer to chart 42-3, sample meter readings, using manually set and auto ranging selection on the digital meter control. Refer to figure 42-17, when reading AC voltage signals, a true RMS meter, such as a Fluke 87, provides a different reading than an average responding meter, such as a Fluke 88. The only place this difference is important is when a reading is to be compared with a specification. RMS versus average, alternating current voltage waveforms can be true sinusoidal or non-sinusoidal. A true sine wave pattern measurement is the same for both root mean square abbreviated, RMS, and average responding meters. RMS and averaging are two methods used to measure the true effective rating of a signal that is constantly changing. See figure 42-17. Only true RMS meters are accurate when measuring no sinusoidal AC waveform, which are seldom used in automotive applications. Resolution, digits, and counts. Meter resolution refers to how small or fine a measurement the meter can make. Tech tip. Purchase a digital meter that works for automotive use. Try to purchase a digital meter that is capable of reading the following. DC volts. AC volts. DC amperes, up to 10A or more is helpful. Ohms, up to 40 million ohms. Diode check. Additional features for advanced automotive diagnosis include frequency in hertz, abbreviated HZ. Temperature probe in degree Fahrenheit and or degree Celsius, pulse width in millisecond, abbreviated MS, and duty cycle percentage. Refer to figure 42-18. This meter display shows 052.2 AC volts. Notice that the 0 beside the 5 indicates that the meter can read over 100 volts AC with a resolution of 0.1 volt. By knowing the resolution of ADMM, you can determine whether the meter could measure down to only 1 volt, or down to 1 millivolt. The terms digits and counts are used to describe a meter's resolution. DMMs are grouped by the number of counts or digits they display. A 3.5-digit meter can display 3 full digits ranging from 0 to 9, and 1/2-digit that displays only a 1 or is left blank. A 3.5-digit meter displays up to 1,999 counts of resolution. A 4.5-digit meter can display up to 19,000 counts of resolution. It is more precise to describe a meter by counts of resolution than by 3.5 or 4.5 digits. Some 3.5-digit meters have enhanced resolution of up to 3,200 or 4,000 counts. Meters with more counts offer better resolution for certain measurements. For example, a 1,999-count meter is not able to measure down to a tenth of a volt when measuring 200 volts or more. See Figure 42-18. However, a 3,200-count meter displays a tenth of a volt, up to 320 volts. Digits displayed to the far right of the display may at times flicker or constantly change. This is called digit rattle and represents a changing voltage being measured on the ground, or COM terminal of the meter lead. High-quality meters are designed to reject this unwanted voltage. Accuracy. Meter accuracy is the largest allowable error that occurs under specific operating conditions. In other words, it is an indication of how close the DMM's displayed measurement is to the actual value of the signal being measured. Accuracy for a DMM is usually expressed as a percent of reading. An accuracy of 1% of reading means that for a displayed reading of 100.0V, the actual value of the voltage could be anywhere between 99.0V and 101.0V. Thus, the lower the percent of accuracy is, the better. Unacceptable is 1.00%, okay is 0.50%, or half a percent, good is 0.25%, or 0.25%, excellent is 0.10%, or 0.1%. For example, if a battery had 12.6 volts, a meter could read between the following, based on its accuracy. Refer to readings listed on page 489. Before you purchase a meter, check the accuracy. Accuracy is usually indicated on the specifications sheet for the meter. Refer to Figure 42-19. Be sure to use only a meter that is Cat 3 rated when taking electrical voltage measurements on a hybrid vehicle. Safety tip: meter usage on hybrid electric vehicles. Many hybrid electric vehicles use system voltage as high as 650 volts DC. Be sure to follow all vehicle manufacturers' testing procedures. If a voltage measurement is needed, be sure to use a meter and test leads that are designed to insulate against high voltages. The International Electrotechnical Commission, abbreviated IEC, has several categories of voltage standards for meter and meter leads. These categories are ratings for overvoltage protection and are rated Cat 1, Cat 2, Cat 3, and Cat 4. The higher the category rating, the greater the protection against voltage spikes caused by high-energy circuits. Under each category, there are various energy and voltage ratings. Cat 1, typically, a Cat 1 meter is used for low-energy voltage measurements, such as at wall outlets in the home. Meters with a Cat 1 rating are usually rated at 300 to 800 volts. Cat 2, this higher rated meter is typically used for checking higher energy level voltages at the fuse panel in the home. Meters with a Cat 2 rating are usually rated at 300 to 600 volts. Cat 3, this minimum rated meter should be used for hybrid vehicles. The Cat 3 category is designed for high energy levels and voltage measurements at the service pole at the transformer. Meters with this rating are usually rated at 600 to 1000 volts. Cat 4, Cat 4 meters are for clamp-on meters only. If a clamp-on meter also has meter leads for voltage measurements, that part of the meter is rated as Cat 3. Note, always use the highest Cat rating meter, especially when working with hybrid vehicles. A Cat 3, 600-volt meter is safer than a Cat 2, 1000-volt meter because of the energy level of the Cat ratings. Therefore, for best personal protection, use only meters and meter leads that are Cat 3 or Cat 4 rated when measuring voltage on a hybrid vehicle. See Figures 42-19 and 42-20. Figure 42-20: always use meter leads that are Cat 3 rated on a meter that is also Cat 3 rated, to maintain the protection needed when working on hybrid vehicles. Steps in digital meter usage. Step 1. For most electrical measurements, the black meter lead is inserted in the terminal labeled COM and the red meter lead is inserted into the terminal labeled V. Step 2. To use a digital meter, turn the power switch and select the unit of electricity to be measured. In this case, the rotary switch is turned to select DC volts V. Step 3. For most automotive electrical use, such as measuring battery voltage, select DC volts. Step 4. Connect the red meter lead to the positive terminal of a battery and the black meter lead to the negative terminal. The meter reads the voltage difference between the leads. Step 5. This jumpstart battery unit measures 13.151 volts with the meter set on auto ranging on the DC voltage scale. Step 6, another meter, Fluke 87.3, displays 4 digits when measuring the voltage of the battery jumpstart unit. Step 7, to measure resistance, turn the rotary dial to the ohm symbol. With the meter lead separated, the meter display reads OL, or, over limit. Step 8, the meter can read your own body resistance if you grasp the meter lead terminals with your fingers. The reading on the display indicates 196.35 kiloohms. Step 9, when measuring anything, be sure to read the symbol on the meter face. In this case, the meter reading is 291.10 kiloohms. Step 10, a meter set on ohms can be used to check the resistance of a light bulb filament. In this case, the meter reads 3.15 ohms. If the bulb were bad, filament open, the meter displays OL. Step 11, a digital meter set to read ohms should measure 0.00, as shown, when the meter leads are touched together. Step 12, the large letter V means volts and the wavy symbol over the V means that the meter measures alternating current voltage, if this position is selected. Step 13, the next symbol is a V with a dotted and a straight line overhead. This symbol stands for direct current volts. This position is most used for automotive service. Step 14, the symbol MV indicates millivolts or 1/1000th of a volt. The solid and dashed line above the MV means DC MV. Step 15, the rotary switch is turned to ohms, unit of resistance measure. The symbol to the left of the symbol is the beeper or continuity indicator. Step 16, notice that auto is in the upper left and the M is in the lower right. M means mega ohms or that the meter is set to read in millions of ohms. Step 17, the symbol shown is that of a diode. In this position, the meter applies a voltage to a diode and the meter reads the voltage drop across the junction of a diode. Step 18, one of the most useful features of this meter is the min and max feature. By pushing the min or max button, the meter is able to display the highest, or, max, and the lowest or, min, reading. Step 19, pushing the min or max button puts the meter into record mode. Note the 100 meters S and rec on the display. In this position, the meter is capturing any voltage change that lasts 100 meters S, or, 0.1 seconds, or longer. Step 20, to increase the range of the meter, touch the range button. Now the meter is set to read voltage up to 40 volts DC. Step 21, pushing the range button one more time changes the meter scale to the 400 voltage range. Notice that the decimal point has moved to the right. Step 22, pushing the range button again changes the meter to the 4000 volt range. This range is not suitable to use in automotive applications. Step 23, by pushing and holding the range button, the meter resets to auto range. Auto range is the preferred setting for most automotive measurements, except when using min or max record mode. Review questions. Question 1. Why should high impedance meters be used when measuring voltage on computer-controlled circuits? Question 2. How is an ammeter connected to an electrical circuit? Question 3. Why must an ohmmeter be connected to a disconnected circuit or component? Question 4. How is a diode tested using a digital meter? Question 5. What is meant when a meter reads OL when measuring ohms? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. How can a text light be used to test a ground connection? A. By touching both the tip and the ground clip to the positive terminal of a battery. B. By touching the ground lead to the tip of the test light. C. By connecting the tip of the test light to a good ground with the other end to the positive terminal of a battery. D. None of the above. Question 2. A meter used to measure amperes is called an A. Amp meter. B. Amp meter. C. Ammeter. D. Coulomb meter. Question 3. A voltmeter should be connected to the circuit being tested. A. In series. B. In parallel. C. Only when no power is flowing. D. Both A and C. Question 4. An ohmmeter should be connected to the circuit or component being tested. A. With current flowing in the circuit or through the component. B. When connected to the battery of the vehicle to power the meter. C. Only when no power is flowing, or, electrically open circuit. D. Both B and C. Question 5. When testing a diode with a multimeter set on diode. Check, a reading of 0.6 volts is obtained. This indicates that the diode being tested is a. tungsten bulb. B. Light-emitting diode. C. Silicon diode. D. Bad diode. Question 6. If a digital meter face shows 0.93 when set to read K, the reading means A. 93 ohms. B. 930 ohms. Circa 9,300 ohms. D. 93,000 ohms. Question 7. A reading of 432 shows on the face of the meter set to the millivolt scale. The reading means A. 0.432 volt. B. 4.32 volts. Circa 43.2 volts. D. 4,320 volts. Question 8. What could happen if the meter leads were connected to the positive and negative terminals of the battery while the meter and leads were set to read amperes? A. Could blow an internal fuse or damage the meter. B. Would read volts instead of amperes. C. Would display OL. D. Would display 0.00. Question 9. The highest amount of resistance that can be read by the meter set to the 2K scale is A. 2000 ohms. B. 200 ohms. Circa 200K, or 200,000 ohms. D. 20 million ohms. Question 10. A high impedance meter. A. Measures a high amount of current flow. B. Measures a high amount of resistance. C. Can measure a high voltage. D. Has a high internal resistance. End of chapter 42.